So one of my students came over to me this morning after davening, and he related to me an experience that he had over Shabbos, which was new to him. He is a born and bred New York in-towner type, and he spent a Shabbos in a university out of town. And he said that at the Orthodox Minyan in the Hillel, what they did when they took out the Sefer Torah is first they took it out of the Aron Kodesh, then they said Gadlu, and they brought it around to the regular section, the men's section, and then they had somebody to pass it to somebody in the women's section, and they passed it around there, and then they brought it back into the men's section, and they began Kriyas HaTorah. So he asked me what my thoughts were on that particular practice. So, as I've been made aware, this is not an uncommon practice. In certainly out of town, it's fairly common, and it's done done to give everybody the opportunity to kiss the Sefer Torah. So, just in terms of elaborating on two issues, I don't claim that these are the only two issues, but these are two of the issues that come up when it comes time to discuss kissing the Sefer Torah, and should it, is it something that only men should be doing, is it something men and women should be doing? So just b'kitzer nimratz, there is a discussion in terms of whether or not women should be kissing a Sefer Torah in Hilchos Kriyashma, so the Shulchan Aruch, in, I believe it's in Siman Peches, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, Siman Peches has a discussion in the Ramah based on the comments of a number of the Rishonim, and the Ramah writes as follows. Yesh yekos v'she'en la'isha nida v'mei ri'iyasa li'kanes l'veis ha'knesses. There is some say that while a woman is a nida and she's seeing dam, meaning it's going to say later that while she stops seeing, even though she's still counting Shiva Nikiyim, she is, this does not apply to her, but when she's seeing dam, she should not go into a shul. Ola hispalel, or shouldn't even daven, Ola Hazkir Hashem, shouldn't even say Hashem's name, Oliga Besefer, or she shouldn't even touch a Sefer Torah, or a Sefer, or a Tanakh, or anything like that. He quotes the opinion of Rashi that, that really everything is mutter, that this is no, there's no basis for such a thing. But the minig around here in mid 1500s in Krakow, that where the minig was to be machmir and forbid all of these things. So I just find it amazing that the women, when they were seeing dam nida, they wouldn't make a bracha, they wouldn't say anything with shem shemayim, they say baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu. I don't know, but lemaisa said that seems to be such a minhag. Now, this would obviously preclude touching a sefer Torah, as it says in the Ramah. Now, the Mishnah Brura here says that u'medino seinu, in Sifkat and Zayin, u'medino seinu, noagim heter liolam, umevorchos, umespalalos, umikol makom lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah b'shoshem magbiyam oso laharos la'am. So he quotes from the Chayei Adam that that the minig, the only prohibition that we observe b'zman hazeh is that the women, when they're doing hagba, they shouldn't look at the ksav of the sefer Torah. But in terms of everything else, so we allow them to make brachos and to daven, and these are real chiyuvim, either midaraisa or midarabanan. So it's very strange that there was ever a minig to basically prohibit actual chiyuvim that women had, but because of this minug that they were seeing dam. So, nevertheless, Bizman Hazeh, we just forbid looking at the Ksav at the time of Hagba. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. So it stands to reason, I don't know this for a fact, I think Rav Vosner writes this in a tshuva. I've seen this tshuva in my life, but I don't have it with me right now. But Rav Vosner writes that he thinks that this would include touching the Sefer Torah as well, meaning they're allowed to daven and they're allowed to do all these things, but they would not be permitted to touch the Sefer Torah. We would tell them that they're not allowed to touch or kiss the Sefer Torah while they're seeing dam. So that would be one issue in terms of a woman is a nida, not that she's tamei tumas nida and that she's counting shivan nikiyim, rather that that she is seeing dam nida. She would be forbidden to touch the Sefer Torah in order to kiss it. But Levaisa, it would be really strange to make such a chilek by giving the Sefer Torah to the women's section and telling them this thing. So, okay. So that's, you can take it or leave it in terms of that. Now, there's another issue in terms of just ask question is, why would we kiss the Sefer Torah in the first place? Who's kissing a Sefer Torah? What's the whole inyan of trying to kiss the Sefer Torah, in the first place? So the Ramah at the end of the one sif that constitutes Siman Kuf Mem Tes, he writes at the very end, Yeshekos, where there are those who say, quotes from the Zeruah, Shemeviyim Atinokos Linashe Katora, Kedilachancham Lazarzim B'mitzvos. Says we bring the children to kiss the Torah, to teach them and to get them psyched up for mitzvos. And this is the minhag as it is today. Now, many achronim have written that when it comes to this particular minhag, we should all make ourselves like little children, and we should go to kiss the Sefer Torah. However, the question is, does this mean that we should go to kiss the Sefer Torah? Should they bring the Sefer Torah to us? It seems to me, now again, it's not a real diuk, but he says, the whole reason to kiss the Sefer Torah is to be mechanich the children and or ourselves in the mitzvah of ahavas Torah, to love the Torah, to want to learn the Torah, to follow the Torah. I don't know about you, but I would not be inspired at all if I basically stood by or sat in my seat and someone brought the Torah to me so that I could give it a kiss and then have it move on its way. More so than that, there's actually a mitzvah to be malava the Sefer Torah. You're supposed to escort the Sefer Torah both to and from the Aron Kodesh, and this discussion how much you should be malav of the Torah. The Pashup Shad is you should be malav it all the way. Can't imagine how any shul would function if that was actually kept kehalacha, but at the very least, the Achronim point out, the Aruch HaShulchan and others, that you should be malav of the Sefer Torah at least a little bit, maybe Dalet Amos, I don't know, but a little bit so that you know you show chashivas to the Sefer Torah. But to stand around waiting for the Sefer Torah to get to you so that you could do it the favor of kissing it, to me, seems counterintuitive to the idea of being ma'orer ahavas haTorah. In fact, I found this a number of years ago in the Tshuvas Tzitzliezer. Tzitzliezer in Chilek Yud Beis Simen Mem, he has Os Aleph over here, he talks about this. He thinks it's a p'chisas kavod to the Sefer Torah, and it's not appropriate to schlep the Torah around and wait for people to kiss it like you're begging for some love. It's not really appropriate. One time when I quoted this in camp, one time somebody came over to me, said that when he was in a shul where they were doing this, they're moving the Sefer Torah around the shul, somebody said, is the Sefer Torah a kadesha that's being paraded around? So it was an old yid from Europe. He had never seen this practice before. I don't know when it started exactly, but he was very upset about this practice, that he said that to parade the Sefer Torah around the shul like it needs this, he thought it was very inappropriate. But that's the shita that's at Eliezer as well, and I think it's an intuitive shita. And he quotes, he saw it in an old sefer that I had never heard of, but since it supports what I wanted to say, so avada, it's a chashuv a sefer. And then it's important to keep this in mind, and I think, you know, with these two nekudas in mind, I really think it's not an appropriate practice to add to what we're already doing. Meaning, if you think it's the biggest mitzvah in the world to pass the Sefer Torah around the shul, so mela, then women are going to start to complain, why do you dafka pass it around to the men? You don't pass it around to us. So you can explain to them that there's this custom from the times of the Rishonim that really has no strong basis in halacha whatsoever. I think people will reject it. They'll say, I don't have such a minig. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says it. You can't ignore it. But we're not so machbit about this minig. But really, in a chinami, I think we need, it's kedai to curtail the passing it around to the men's section also. So if you don't pass it around to the men's section, so that's not necessarily going to make the women feel better, but at least it won't be in their faces that every man in the shul gets to have the Sefer Torah thrown in his face, so he gets to kiss it, and every woman in the shul has to sit there doing nothing while this is all going on. And so it's less blatant, it's less overt in that sense. Now, there is one side that you could argue to permit it, is that the Rama, when he talks about the original minig, he says, Lamaisa, we have the minig that women don't go to shul at all when they're seeing Dam. He writes that what about during the Yamim No Roim, where everybody's going to shul, so the women who are seeing Dam are not going to go to shul. So he writes over there, we're going to let them go to Beis HaKnesses Kishar Nashim, Kihula Hen Itzavon Gadol Shahakom Misasvim Mehim Yamdu Chutz. It's making them very sad, depressed, because everybody else is going to shul and they're standing outside. Meaning they're staying at home, everybody else is going to shul. He quotes that from the Trumas HaDeshen. So therefore, it's important to keep in mind that there is this inyan that you want to make them feel better. You don't want to make them upset. So if you're doing it so overtly that you're passing the Sefer Torah around the men's section, and all these men who would never get off their high horses to go actually kiss the Sefer Torah, now the Sefer Torah is being brought to them. That might be upsetting the women. So Mela, you don't want to upset them, so you'll forego this minhag of the women not touching the Sefer Torah so that they don't get upset. But I think if you don't do it, you don't pass the Sefer Torah around to either section, then you're much better off. In any case, they just bringing the Sefer Torah, showing the Sefer Torah real kovod, bringing it straight to the bima, bringing it straight back into the Aron Kodesh, and that way, anyone who wants to come and increase their kovod Torah and avas Torah will run to the Sefer Torah and show it the proper respect.